I'm just gonna, I'm moving spots, so I should. We are now being recorded. Okay. 1 second, sorry. Okay, we're on. Now, Test Zion, Ahmed Aleph. Is that right? Ahmed Bayes. No, we're on Test Bob Ahmed Bayes. Okay, I'm just getting my location. Okay, so now, Ki Nach Nafshe. Okay, we're about 10 lines down. Okay, just before it gets to the wide lines. So, Ki Nach Nafshe de Acha. When Acha died, the fateful day, Omri, they said, who's Omri? That means the in heaven. They said the following, open quote, Lo Midan Ladaine. We cannot, Lashon judgment, we cannot judge him. So what's the judgment? Judgment means sentence him to hell. We can't do that. V'lo l'alma da'osi. And we can't bring him to the world to come, Lysi, to bring him, like, to enter him. That was the, now we're going to explain. That was the quote that they said. Now we're going to explain that. Or this is maybe what he said. Lo midan l'dine, we can't bring him to, right, we can't judge him for hell. Why? Mishum. Da'osuk ba'araisa. Because he learned Torah. So he's, that Torah's going to protect him from the fires of hell. V'lo l'alma da'osi, we can't bring him to the next world. Laisi, bring him. Mishum da'chota, because he sinned. So basically, he didn't know what to do with him. What's going to be with Acha? So basically, but that is like no tikkun kind of thing. It's kind of apparently bad. You hear these stories about people who don't, you know, are neither here nor there. So I'm a Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says following: Nutav is better to Ladaini. It's better that he should go to hell. Okay, and then V'laisi La'almud Asi. Then he'll have his tikkun after 12 months, and then he'll go to Elohim Abba. So Rebbe Meir says the following: So Masai, when Amos, when I will die. I will raise up smoke from his Mikivro, from Acher's grave. Basically, he was going to bring Acher to judgment. But so, for some reason, when Rebbe Meir died, he had this power to do that. So, Ki Nach Nafshe, when he died, the Rebbe Meir, right, Rebbe Meir died, Solik, that means goes up, Kutra, smoke, Mikivre, from the grave, to Acher of Acher. Okay, that was it. So basically, if you walk to the cemetery, you would see the smoking grave, and that would be the grave of Acher. And you would know from that that basically you got taken to be judged in Gehenna. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan commented, Gevurta, is it like a mighty thing, Lemikle, to burn Rabbi, your Rebbe? Right? He didn't. It's not such a good thing to, you know, burn one's rav. Okay, so continuing the comments of Rebbe Yochanan, we're Test Vav Amud Beis, four lines into the big lines. Chad Hava Beinona. There's one person amongst us, meaning one Talmud Chacham in the group, v'lo matzinan, and we're not able. Right, matzinan means able la'atzule, to save him. Okay, so carries on Rabbi Yochanan. Inakte lay with a bach. If I will grab him, biyad, I'll take Acher's hand. Man who merami will take him lay. Man over here means from me. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan says, if I will grab Acher by the hand, yeah, who will take him from me? So he's still carrying on with Rabbi Yochanan. Omar, Masai Amos, when I will die, V'achaba Ashon, I will put out the ash and the smoke, Mikivroi. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan's going to finish off the job. Kinach Nafshe, Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Posok Kutra, it stopped the smoke, Mikivroi de Acha. So basically it looks, right, it looks like he did it. It was successful. He evacuated him. Look at that. We're going to say, yeah. Posach opened up Alei. This is a new person now. Posach Alei. Somebody opened up and spoke, said, House Abdana, this Sapdana means an eulogizer, right? Okay. A fee, and he's commenting about Rabbi Yochanan. A fee, Lushoimer Pesach, even the person who guards the doorway, the bouncer of Geinom, Lo Amad Lefanecha, was not able to stand, yeah, before you, Rabbeinu. Right? Means, yeah, means Rabbi Yochanan, i.e., Rabbi Yochanan extracted, saved Acher from Geinom. End of point. New point. Bito Shel Acher. The daughter of Acher, after his death already. Bizo Shel Acher, the daughter of Acher, asked if she came, Lekame, in front of the Rebbe. Rebbe, I suppose it's Rebbeinu Koda, right? Yudha Nossi, in Omrele, she said to him, Rebbe, Ponoseni, feed me. I need Ponoso. Omrele, he said to her, Bas mi at. Who are the daughter of? Amrullah, she said to him, Bitoi shel Acher Oni. I'm the daughter of Acher. I am. So Amrullah, he said to her, Adain Yesh Mizoroi Ba'ilam. There's still, right, his progeny in this world. Vaksi, but it's in the Posuk. Lo Ninlo. There's no child for him. Lo Neched Ba'amoi. And he hasn't even got a grandchild in his nation. V'ein, and there's not, sorry, a remnant Megurov in his dwelling. So it sounds like that the Marsha points out that even though we see that we have Roshoim who have descendants, Acher was worse because he was a huge Talmud Chacham and went off the Derech. So therefore, maybe Hashem would possibly wipe out his descendants. So that's what Rebbe was surprised to see that his daughter was around. So Amraloi, the daughter said to him, Zochel Asurasoi, remember his great Torah teachings, V'al Tizkur Ma'asav, and don't remember his deeds. Let's focus on something positive over here. Miad, immediately, Yorda Eish, came Eish, V'sichsecha, and it licked Safsoloi, Shel Rebbe, and it, right, the fire came and singed the stool of Rebbe. Bocha Rebbe, Rebbe cried. V'omer, he said the following: Amal misgadimba, right? Kach, and if this is to the people who are like negatively associated with the Torah, kach, this is what they get. I mean, the Midas of Din is concerned about them. Lemishdabchin, the people who praise the Torah, who are associated good with the Torah, al achas kama b'kama, all the more so. Okay. Now, new point. The Rebbe Meir, this is what was bothering Shimon. Heichi goma Torah mipume da'acha. Rebbe Meir, how did he learn Torah mipume, from the mouth? Pume means mouth. Da'acha. V'amar Rabba. Rabba said the following. Babachana. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Maidach, see, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Kisifse coin, the lips of a coin. Yishmu das, will guard das, right, I suppose, knowledge, the Torah. Basically, keep Torah. Yivakshu mipiyu, you should request from his mouth. Ki malach Hashem, because he's an angel of Hashem, to the coast of hosts, who? That's the end of the Pasuk. So im doima a rav, if the rav is similar la malach Hashem to angel of Hashem to the choice of hosts, yivakshu, then you should request Torah mipiyu. You should want to learn from him. Okay, there's criteria to learn for a rav, right? V'im lav, if not, al yivakshu Torah mipiyu. You should not request Torah from his mouth. So we see over here, yeah, you're not supposed to learn Torah from somebody who's not similar to a malach. And Acher was definitely not similar to a Malach. So what's Pshat? So Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Rebbe Meir Kra, Rebbe Meir found Ashkach. A Pasuk found it, and Vadorash, he made a Drasha. So this is Rebbe Meir's Limud. It says, hate, incline Oznacha, your ear, Ushma, and you should hear, Divrei Chachomim, the words of Chachomim. So that's Torah, okay? Belibeich, and your heart, toshis ledaiti, and your mind, you should, and your heart, you should place to my das, my knowledge. So end of pasuk. So comments Reish Lakish. L'da'atam lo ne'ema. When it said in the pasuk, it didn't say according to their das, their knowledge, their opinion. Right? Even though it's speaking about Talmidei Chachamim. And Talmidei Chachamim are plural. So you would have expected to say l'da'atam. Ela l'da'ati. It said in the pasuk l'da'ati, i.e. singular. So it means even though you're learning from this Talmidei Chachamim, right, you should just focus on my intent. My das means Hashem's das. So Rebbe Meir understood this pasuk was talking about people you shouldn't learn from. You can learn, meaning you can learn Torah from them, but the intent should be like Hashem's intent. Meaning learn Torah from the Divrei Chachamim, but the intent should be like Hashem's intent. Rebbe Chanina Omar is a second source for how Rebbe Meir possibly learned from Acher. Omar Meacher, from the following pasuk. Shimi Bas, listen, daughter, or e, and look, Bahati, and you should incline Oznech, your ear. Okay, so that's talking about listening again, right? Listening to Torah, comma, yeah. However, v'shichi ameich obeis avich, you should forget your nation, yeah, and the house of your father. And so this is talking about the deeds, yeah. You should ignore the deeds of your where you came from. So basically, that's how he learns it. He says basically, focus on, you can listen to the Torah, but forget the deeds. We're going up. Now, that was two sources how Acher, how Rabbi Meir could learn from Acher. Now, comments the Gemara, Kosher Kriya Hadidi. There's a steer in the Pesukim. Basically, are you allowed to learn Torah from someone of ill repute or not? Meaning, right, we said if he's doing like a malach, he can learn Torah from his mouth. But then we said over here that, you know, sometimes you basically focus on the Torah he taught, but ignore his maisim. Or, okay, so answer the Gemara, look, Asher. Okay, ha begodol. This is begodol with somebody who's older and mature and can understand, and you know what's good to take and what to leave. And ha begotten. And this is talking about a cotton, somebody who's like immature or young, who can't differentiate. I think we'll stop there.